Welcome back to another episode of the Unathletics, where we're joined by the chocolate-covered Incredibles. Now,
chocolate-covered Incredibles. Hey, I want you to redo that again. We're going to keep all of it in. Redo it again. Redo it again.
All right. My fault. Welcome back to another episode of the Unathletics, where it is the Negro growing cottons. Now, come on.
You know what? I'm sick of him. He's already BSing.
You said keep it in.
How many episodes is it? We've been through like at least. This is number six.
Number six.
You're already BSing. Come on.
I can't afford to.
Oh my! But you can afford the BS. Okay.
I can afford the BS. We all can afford the BS.
Good job. No, we get it.
Michael, you can definitely.
No, I cannot. I cannot afford to be stupid.
We all have the stupidity. Anyway, today we're going to talk about a plethora of things, but first we're going to jump
plethora?
In. A plethora.
No, it's a plethora.
No.
It's not a word.
A plethora.
Michael is right for once.
A plethora. Search it up. It's in the Oxford.
It's a plethora.
It has an L at the end.
You're making up. Just lying.
You're not making me scream because it didn't register. Or it didn't even register when I would laugh in the last few episodes. Do not make me scream. You know my gain is so high on my headphones.
Plethora. You know, technically, it is plethora, but you can say
but
plethora.
But you said plethora.
You could
like,
say.
Where's the R-O-O-F?
Says who?
For the first topic of the day, because I just went.
Dylan, this is human error. You're a walking human error. I'm sorry.
So, let's not talk about human errors. We're going to knock it out since it's the beginning of the podcast. I'm gonna get on Michael later, but that's different. First up, since this is gonna be
love
quick,
you too, buddy.
Yes. Our childhood.
Oh, we're
movies.
Doing movies. Oh.
Childhood.
Oh. TJ. He touching the soul.
Now, let me show y'all the tears. So
now,
there's goat.
Now, Dylan.
There's A.
Dylan.
There's, yes.
You know what I'm seeing, right?
What you looking at?
You know what movie I'm seeing, right?
What you looking at?
And all the way at the bottom.
This one?
Yes.
The Black Karate Kid?
It belongs in goated. It belongs on the goat line. You got to understand. This
Wait,
is
but we
before
need to
you
know.
Went crazy.
Wait a second. We need to know what the criteria.
That's Karate Kid.
Okay, we all know the
Jackie
criteria.
Chan.
We all know the criteria for movies. It has to have rewatchability and has to stand up today. Can you actually rewatch and watch the movie? And
bro, I can rewatch Karate Kid.
Did you like it as a child?
Right. Yes, I did.
Anyway, 100%. First movie up: Shark Boy and Lava Girl. The tiers are go A, B, C, trash, or we don't talk about it because we just forgot about it or not watched.
I can start off with TJ's opinion. Go ahead, TJ.
I rewatched it like a couple like years ago, and the effects are so bad.
You said a couple years ago. I'm talking about you rewatched it ever since then?
No. But I rewatched it as a, you know, as a, I don't know, I forget how old I was, but it wasn't that long ago.
So let's just say in a round of ability, and technically a preteen to, no, not preteen, to a teenager to almost a pre-adult, right? It's somewhere in that round.
I was around 16-ish.
Yeah, 16-ish. There we go. He was teen.
I'll go with D. I say a low C.
It's funny, but the effects are so bad.
The effects are bad.
That's what. And thing is, it has to be visually pleasing. visually pleasing.
I think it's pleasing up until the part where you meet Mr. Electro. Once you see George Lopez, big head.
Big ass head.
It kind of just throws everything off.
I can't get over his big ass.
Everything else was good. I actually liked the visual effects. But once you see George Lopez,
I'm in the weather still. And then I got to be a counselor to kids tomorrow morning. Yeah. And I'll be working at the Salvation Army over the summer.
Remember to don't steal anything.
What am I stealing from the Salvation Army? I'm a counselor to kids.
The ties? Anyway. The original Karate Kid. No one seen it?
I don't think so.
Right.
No.
Right, I was just putting
that and on. Not watched.
Monsters vs. Aliens?
I can't rewatch that. I think I only watched it twice. And then my brain process just went stupid. Because of what's his name, Bob? I can't watch it because the brain function hurts.
I might have to put it A because of Bob, because of the butterfly, right, and it laid the groundwork for Megamind. Come on,
Megamind came out before that, Dylan.
Oh my bad.
Megamind came out before that. So, if retrospect, Megamind laid down the ground.
Wait, hold on. 2010 was Megamind.
Monsters vs. Aliens was 2012? 11? Right?
Wow, by a year. Yeah. By a year.
Alright, so...
A whole year.
2009.
Where would... Could I put it C? Because it's definitely not D or trash. Because you could rewatch it. You could definitely rewatch Monsters vs. Aliens.
I don't think I've rewatched it. I'm gonna be honest. In the last like 10 years, I don't think I've rewatched Monsters vs. Aliens.
I don't know if I've ever. I definitely watched it more than once, but I don't know when the last time I watched it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Like I haven't sat.
Right, then we put it in a high C.
All right. It's the only one in C right now. Turbo is a B. I like B.
No. It's like. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's a B, because it got Snoop Dogg, gang. Well, it got Snoop D-O-double-G.
And everyone.
I only watched it one time.
No, I watched it twice, to at least three times.
It's such a short movie that you can rewatch it multiple times. It's like an hour.
Yeah, the maximum's an hour.
Yeah,
Fuzz is actually good anyway. And then you come to realize this man loses his powers at the end. And then once he won everything, he got his powers back. And it's just like, I guess.
Well, but he's not trash.
What happened?
We don't have to talk about none of these, Dylan. What are you doing?
All right, my fault. Let me put open season back.
What are you doing?
I'm putting open season back.
Bro, go, brother, man.
That's Croods 2. No one likes Croods 2.
I haven't seen the Croods 2.
I've watched it. It's actually garbage compared to the first one.
Did TJ or either DJ agree with it before you start putting it in garbage?
TJ,
I've never watched it.
Yeah, I've never watched it either.
Then we put it on not watched. You can't just put it in trash.
All right.
Two out of the four people in here hasn't watched
it. All right. Open season. Everyone's seen it because it's going to be shown in the summer on Cartoon Network, and it was shown in the summer all the time.
Well, for some reason, it had replayability value if it was on Cartoon Network every time.
To be fair, it had good sleep value. Once I saw it, I went straight to sleep in the summer.
This is sleep value.
Great sleep value.
No, let's put it in. We don't talk about it.
Yeah,
We don't talk about it.
Yeah, we don't talk
about it. I want to talk about
Bruno. Now, Alvin the Chipmunk
should be. Now, this includes the franchise because I didn't add the whole thing.
Okay, then. So you're talking about 1, 2, Chipwreck.
And the final one.
Rochip.
I think the first two were okay, were good.
You could definitely rewatch the first one. I've seen the first one.
I can rewatch the first one. I can rewatch the second one also because it introduced the girl chipmunks.
The Chipettes?
The Chipettes, yeah. listen. Shut the hell up.
They're like,
shut the hell up. Monks. Shut the hell up. Shut up.
I would put it B. I don't think it's A. I put it B.
Put it at in front of Turbo.
For sure.
It's better than Turbo.
For sure. Now the B movie.
I'm putting.
Wait, hold on. DJ got an argument?
I don't know. The last three movies were bad.
Tough.
But yeah, he's right.
Alright. Sorry. The B movie.
He's gonna leave it for now. The B movie. A B movie has been made a meme. No, we should put it meme. We should add a category and just put it as a meme.
It's not a meme. The movie though. Has been. It's a good movie.
Do you like Jazz?
I think it's D. It's a good movie. Like it's not trash.
Do you like Jazz?
I'll put it in.
It's a good movie. Take away the memes. It's a great movie.
Make a meme a category, and just call it memes. And that's what the B movie is.
No, it's a good movie, Michael. Objectively, it's a movie. It's a good movie.
And objectively, if a good movie, like the B movie, gets memed. So, yeah, what are we doing?
All right, I'll add the row later. All right, Cloudy of the Chance of Meatballs 1 and 2.
That's also getting memed. I'm sorry.
I think that's a solid B.
It's a solid B, but it's a B meme.
Does it have high rewatchability? Can
You can rewatch them both.
I put it below Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I can't sit there arguing. I would be like, yeah, it has replayability.
Sir.
Goated. Did any of you agree to 1, 2, 3, and 4? Wait, no, not 4. 1, 2, and 3.
All right, Michael. We know you don't know how to count. All right.
Shut the hell up.
No.
Shut up.
I feel bad for the kids. Shut up. Anyway.
Cars 2 sucks. Shut up.
Oh, my God. You about to make me...
But what about Cars 3?
I haven't watched Cars 3 yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, You know what?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I put it in.
But I didn't watch the full thing in one sitting.
Because life is a highway.
Can we not sing? You're a terrible singer. Why is y'all singing?
Remember copyright infringement.
Why is y'all doing this?
Classics. Anyway, Ratatouille.
The thing is, we ain't getting copyrighted. Remember that episode when y'all was playing the song Grilled Cheese? We ain't getting copyrighted for it.
We got copyrighted.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Go back. I have the video.
I own the channel. Dylan. We got copyright.
Okay.
They didn't mute it.
You didn't mute it. Okay.
Showed the video.
He didn't show the video. It played the audio.
The audio was enough. I didn't show the video. Anyway.
You showed the video. That was a complete copyright. But Dylan was in the clear. They didn't mute it. Anyway. As long as
Ratatouille,
he's fine. Can Ratatouille be S for it? Or is it
no? Ratatouille is goated.
Ratatouille is goated. Come on now.
I can sit there and rewatch that, sir. Ratatouille is goated.
I'm gonna rewatch that tonight.
Watch the way my brother needs to go and steer me.
New Pussycat. Wow.
Trash.
What happened, TJ?
Because it was wrong with Plush Toy.
Plush Toy is not bad. I'll put it at C or D.
I put it at C.
Alright.
I agree with C.
Bring it over Lava Girl.
Alright, then we go with C.
Right.
G-Force.
G-Force, hold on.
Put it at B.
You can't rewatch that at all. You can't rewatch
it. I can rewatch G-Force. No. I could rewatch G-Force.
I haven't watched G-Force since it was on Disney Channel.
Thank you.
Hey, bro, let me tell you,
the twist with the mole when you're a kid and you don't see it coming was perfection. The mole, man.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Perfection. But you gotta understand it. It belongs either in B or C.
Bugging. I'll put it in C though.
Okay, I agree with C. Everybody agrees with C. And G4 should be in C.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The Lorax. Okay.
Speak for the
trees. Speak for the trees. How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally.
And you can rewatch The Lorax. The Lorax is very funny. You could rewatch it.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, he's speaking for the trees.
It does have good moments. You could say, is that a woman?
Let it grow.
Oh, that's... You can't say that nowadays.
Let it die. Let it
shrivel up. Let it shrivel up. Hey, God.
Can you put...
Come on, who's with me?
You know, let's put it A. Let's put it A.
But it's better than Cars.
Oh, time out. I forgot to do this at the beginning of the show. I have received a text message from one of our family members who has toned into the show. We are sorry that we did not pick Taya or Tati for the deserted island.
No. That's funny. You know what's crazy? I thought about them and I happily declined.
Dang.
I had to get that out the way. I'm sorry.
Now the crazy thing is, who is this family member?
They will remain anonymous, but man.
Nah, anonymous, my ass, Dylan. You know what this is? You can text it to me on Discord.
Anyway, Madagascar 1, 2, and 3
goated. Put it in goat.
Madagascar 2 brings it down because I don't think Madagascar 2 is as good as Madagascar 1.
It belongs to A.
Apple circus.
Oh, that's Meet the Robinsons. No, Meet the Robinsons is goated.
Meet the Robinsons is a good C.
Meet the Robinsons is goated. It's basically him, his future life. Mm. He's basically hanging out with his future son. Mm.
You have made your
That's goated.
That's goated.
That's goated.
But I'm not.
It's goated.
You know, it does have one of the best songs of an underrated Disney gem. Let It Go.
Yeah, but it has one of the greatest plot twists. And for some, his bunkmate is the villain. The Borla dude, his sort of brother becomes a villain. Mm. And he changes that.
Mm.
I like that. Mm.
All right.
It's great. Picasso.
Now, Megamind is goated. It has everything you wish. Big head ass. Can rewatch it.
His big head ass.
The only thing about Megamind is just it has a bad ending. I didn't like what they did with
Bro, you. He has a big cranium and it had a horrible ending.
Yeah, so do you, Michael. But like we don't hold it against you.
My cranium is not big, Dylan. Leave me alone.
DJ, TJ, where are you thinking you're gonna put Megamind?
Megamind? I don't know.
I give it a high. I give it a low B and a high C.
Yeah, I'd say that.
But it has such great rewatchability.
It does, but compared to like Turbo, Cowboy Chance and Meatballs, I feel like in that category, it just kind of fits.
That's good. How to Train Your Dragon franchise, goated.
I put that in A. Yeah.
I actually never watched like any of them.
I'm a little upset about that one.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. My mom loves them too, and I just never watched them.
Wait, yeah, loves what? Ice Age?
No.
High Dragon.
Oh, wait. Okay, last one. Man, sir.
The last one was goated.
I'm not gonna hold you. How so? Because you just had Toothless become his own dragon. And then have his dragon babies, and then they don't recognize him until the last minute.
It was a goodbye movie. It was a conclusion movie. The second one, you had Stoic Steph. The first one, you had him training the dragon. Beautiful. Third one, you see them grow up and finally part ways.
You not remember that? His father died?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of just like...
That's one of the saddest deaths in like cartoon history.
It made no sense for me to continue watching anyway.
All right.
So it's a screw it.
Ice Age, the franchise, may have to be C, because it really goes downhill after the first one.
Oh, yeah, with Nicki Minaj and Drake, and I was like, yeah, this is sickening.
I put it D. I'm not rewatching that.
Yeah, put it in D. I would not
rewatch that. You know, I recently watched the fourth one with their grandma.
But it's not better than the B movie. It's not better than the B movie.
Yes, it is. It's better than the B movie.
I put it over the B movie. Yeah, I'd probably, you know what? It's the best of D. Yeah, it's the. I put it over them, definitely.
I'll probably put it over G-Force.
I don't
think I would shoot myself. Dylan, DJ, I need you to know, like right now, it's not better than G-Force. It's not better than G-Force.
All right. So, Rango, I seen this recently. It was my first time seeing it. Not a bad movie.
I have not watched it, and even if I wanted to watch it.
Isn't that Johnny Depp movie? Yeah.
Johnny Depp is in Rango. I don't think he is Rango, but I haven't like touched it. I wouldn't talk about it.
All right, so we just don't talk about it.
No, you just don't talk about it. Fair
enough. I gotta watch it, honestly. All
right, so now this includes the Spy Kids franchise, but it has Spy Kids 4, but the Spy Kids franchise. Goated.
I would say high B.
Go to
low A.
High
B to low A.
I was going to blame the last two movies.
That's why I said low B to high.
But you could.
Low B to high A.
But you. Can you rewatch Spy Kids?
No. Where our mindset was, and they were saying shiitake mushrooms as like kid curses. And now we just hearing them say it, and I'm just like, I don't think I can remove that out of my head.
If I split them up, I would put the third Spy Kids movie in trash, DJ. I'm not going to lie to you. That Spy Kids movie was absolutely trash. I don't...
Goodbye, Gio.
So you know what? A good A. Why not?
I said low A. Right. It's either a low A or a high B.
All right. Now, Alias in the Attic. Underrated gem from our childhood.
Aliens in the Attic?
What the heck is that?
I can't remember Aliens in the Attic. I cannot remember Aliens in the Attic.
I've seen it recently.
Dylan, we just don't talk about it. I don't think I haven't seen Aliens in the Attic.
Now,
matter of fact, not watch. Put it in, not watch.
No, I've seen it. We just don't talk about it. We've all seen it. Because it was on Nickelodeon for a couple years.
I don't remember watching it.
You haven't seen it?
That's the issue.
No, TJ's seen it. Because I watched it on TJ's TV when I was in his house. TJ's seen it.
The Lego movie? The second one brought it to his knees.
All right, what about the Lego movie for that too?
The first one was fine. The second one just said, hell no.
Everything is cool when you're about to let you.
Everything is awesome. You and me.
So you know what? Is that B? Because I would never put the Lego movie in Cars. Like that, something irks me about that.
No, put it in C. 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 High C to low D. There you go, low B. There you go.
Shark Tale.
Goated.
You too?
Shark Tale, goated.
Could you rewatch Shark Tale?
Yes, I can rewatch Shark Tale.
Like twice a year.
The only funny thing about that movie is the Jamaican jellyfish, what makes it 10 times funnier.
All right, I'll bring
it twice a year.
Twice
as funnier.
Now, I don't know what
it'd be like, get him on, and they started shocking each other.
What is
it? Was
that?
Funny.
Oh, is that there's over the hedge? Oh, can I put that in trash? Over the hedge, bro. Can I put that in trash?
No, I'll put that in, and we don't talk about that.
Big trash.
We don't talk about that.
Look, it's two out of two.
Trash.
Sir, Happy Feet is not garbage. Happy Feet is not garbage. I put it in B.
Time out, Mike. DJ, TJ, where would you put Happy Feet?
I like Happy Feet. I don't know when the last time I watched it was, but I remember liking it.
DJ.
So maybe like a
what in D?
Low C, high C.
Yeah, I think it's still better than G Force.
Fair enough.
All right. I'll take that.
So this is
beyond, there's a lot of.
Now you have Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. Ooh, actually.
Wait, we're not done. Why Over the Hedge gotta be trash? Did we all agree that Over the Hedge...
It doesn't have rewatchability.
It was. That mess is...
That is so bad. They don't even show it to kids anymore. All these are still shown to kids. Over the Hedge isn't.
Oh, you're right. Because it deals with a big-ass black bear trying to kill a raccoon.
Yeah.
Animal You're right. Monsters, Inc.
And Monsters University.
Inc. of Monsters. And Monsters... Monsters, Inc. was okay.
You know,
and then it's Monsters University.
I didn't like Monsters University as much, but I like them both still. I put it A.
High A or low A?
Low A.
Despicable Me. I've yet to see Despicable Me. We have yet to see Despicable Me 4. Recently came out. So that's not included in this.
Well, we're only going to do 1 through 3 since we haven't seen 4 yet.
Yeah, no one has
seen it. We're just going to do 1 through 3. 1 through 3, I feel like that should be a low B to high C.
Wait. Time out. Let me just drag something into trash real quick.
Bro, you can't handle Die If You Want Me, kid.
All right. Now, Despicable
Me. This man Dylan cannot handle Die If You Want Me, kid.
A.
You all read the book.
B.
That says high B to low C. Yeah.
High B. What? That's a wide range.
That is a horrible range.
Yeah. B is good.
I give it high B, yeah. Where's Rio high on this B. list?
I didn't.
Yeah, where's Rio?
I forgot about Rio. No, I forgot about Rio.
Go get the image and put Rio.
Wait, hold on. Is the SpongeBob? Wait. Before you do Rio, is the SpongeBob the entire SpongeBob franchise?
Yeah, or this are is the we entire just... SpongeBob franchise. I accidentally duplicated it.
So wouldn't that just be GOAT?
No, because you haven't seen all Sponge Out of the Water isn't replay value, but you could watch the first SpongeBob movie all day.
You can watch SpongeBob Out of the Water.
No, who's doing that?
True.
Jason, who's doing that?
True point.
I mean, it does drag it down. The first one is great. We're not even going to mention the third SpongeBob movie because none of us I've seen it, but that kind of drags it down.
I don't have to put a bullet in my head and have to watch that.
No, I think I can watch it for funsies.
The third SpongeBob movie or the SpongeBob Out of the Water?
Well, the third one I haven't seen at all. The second one, yes.
You just say you gotta be drunk to watch it. Nah, you bugging out.
I should say drunk.
Anyway, Incredibles 1 and 2. Ooh, goated.
3.
Yeah.
In 3. Yeah,
Jack is still my favorite.
You know, talking about Rio, I forgot to put Mr. Fox, but I would put that in trash too.
I put Rio in goated.
Okay, all right. TJ, are you watching the second movie again?
The second movie was great.
I might.
The second movie had better music.
Are you okay?
Bruno Mars. You gotta understand it. Bruno Mars is in there, and it was great.
Come on, it. I don't know this chicken movie. I've seen it on Cartoon Network. I just don't know the title.
Chicken Little.
I'm retarded.
Chicken Run. I was going crazy. Yeah, chicken Run is not bad. We just don't talk about it.
If it was the other one, I think you would have been fine.
Right. Bolt could be a good D. I think Bolt is a D.
Bolt has to be. And Bolt is the definition of All that.
Whoops.
Who's playing a game? TJ?
TJ clicked on the back.
Can it be? Can it? Can Bolt be rewatched? Anyone actually gonna be?
No. I cannot rewatch Bolt. So Bolt has to go and be.
That's fair. I forgot the girl's name. Riley? Roxy?
Nah, it's Riley.
Miley Cyrus is the voice actor. Do I know the girl's name? No.
Okay. Now, DJ, I know this is near to dear to your heart, but Hotel Transylvania?
That's B. That's actually A. That's kind of A.
That's a good
C. That is A.
That's behind Monsters vs. Aliens.
That is not C.
Huh?
Look, Hotel Transylvania. C.
The second one was bad.
Have
you seen the fourth one?
Bro, who's allowing Dylan to make this list?
My brother.
Have I seen the fourth one?
Have you seen it?
No.
Exactly. I'll put it low A. Behind Spy Kids.
I'm fine with that.
Fair enough.
You're putting
you're not allowed to do the tier list after this episode.
Y'all have fun setting this up. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We don't talk about it? It's that?
Nah. I think it's a Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, the one with Johnny Depp.
Okay. It's like maybe high B.
Yeah. High B. He said D. I ain't going that far.
D.
Oh, shit.
My fault. All right. Bug's Life.
No, we just don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it. I don't know what it's even about. I forgot.
Now you have Wreck-It Ralph and Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's a C.
I didn't watch Ralph Breaks the Internet yet.
No,
Ralph Breaks the Internet
It's not that bad. It's really good.
I think it's C, though. I don't think it's bad, but it's meh. Meh.
Sure.
Now, Kung Fu Panda, discount the fourth one. I haven't seen the fourth one, and I guess...
I haven't seen the fourth one either.
Yeah.
Belongs in, like, a high C to a low B.
Can anyone refute Michael's points, or am I putting it at C?
Wait, what did you just say?
He said
C. I said a high C to, like, a medium B.
For Kung Fu Panda?
Unless you want to put it in an A.
I would put it goated.
Does it belong in A?
I'd put it goated.
I will put it...
I'd put it goated only because you can rewatch all of the Kung Fu Panda movies. Every single one got the action, the music. Come on. You could watch each and every one. I don't know about the fourth one, but you could watch each and every one before that. Goated.
Inside Out. Just gonna talk to him about it.
Have you guys
Inside Out is like a B.
TJ?
What?
We're just counting the second one.
Have you guys watched the second one yet? I watched it. I went to the theater.
I haven't watched the second one yet.
Not yet.
It was good.
So we're gonna
they added out, more though. Emotions.
Yeah. I gotta watch like, it. Here.
I'm waiting until the Chinese here, lady got it on Fulton Street.
Dylan, only you.
My fault. Where am I putting Inside Out? I'm sorry. I was just dragging it somewhere.
Inside Out is going in B.
I like goated.
It goated?
The first one?
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. It made me cry.
Can you rewatch it?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
I have.
Bing Bong, we did it.
Oh, Bing Bong. Bing Bong. Sad death.
Shout
out to Bing Bong.
Shout out to the homie Big
Kong. I think the Jungle Book, we don't talk about it because it's too old. It's too old.
Bare necessities are simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Big Hero 6.
Bro, where you put that at?
I put it on We Don't
Big
Talk
Hero
About
6.
It.
Big Hero 6 goes in A.
It's goated.
God belongs to A.
Why?
It's an A.
The
high A. Well, I understand. I can't, even though I would rewatch it. Are we including the OVA for Big Hero 6 when Baymax going to help other people? It's not a movie. That's just like a mini episode clip. Remember, Disney Plus was showing it.
All right, let me take y'all back in time when Big Hero 6 first came out and everyone was saying ba la 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 la, just trying to copy off Baymax.
Nigga said ba la 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 la. I thought we were singing Infernals.
Well, that was probably your school. My school I went to, everyone was Prince Puppet saying ba la 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 la. Give everyone a good chuckle.
But that's what it's supposed to be. Ba la la la.
Ba la 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 la.
Remember, I also cried in the theater when Baymax sang.
You did?
I did, yeah.
You know, he's still alive, technically, so I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Kingdom Hearts thing, he
so many questions.
Goes and finds
him. Weren't you there, DJ? I swear you were there. I was with, it was a bunch of family. I forget who was there, but.
I wasn't. I know for sure.
What movie did it?
It was the one we always went to by the Trader Joe's over there. I forgot
Portrait?
What it's called. Yeah.
I think so. I could be wrong.
I don't know who was there, but there was a bunch of people there.
All right.
I cried.
Aw. Someone give TJ a hug. Yeah. Not right now. When y'all see him.
No.
All right. Wally.
Goated.
I agree.
Goated.
Robots. Trash.
No.
I put it at B.
No,
they did.
No,
build
I
the
put
baby.
It at B.
They did build.
I built. I do B.
Yo, this
B.
is so hard for me because looking at this list, GeForce at C is making me painfully like.
I wanted to put GeForce. I wanted to put GeForce
DJ
in trash so bad.
Like GeForce is just the odd man out. Why is Wreck-It Ralph behind GeForce? Like this
maybe
is.
Maybe move GeForce a little bit.
Please leave GeForce be.
Yo, GeForce need to be like in the dirt. I'm sorry. This
I wanted to put it trash. I don't think you could ever actually watch that, rewatch GeForce.
I can rewatch GeForce and not get hurt. Yeah. I can. Y'all can't.
That's like saying I can rewatch Wonder Pets at the current age that I am now. I don't.
Wonder Pets is crazy. All right, so let's finish this, and then we're gonna see where GeForce could be moved to.
So we got Shrek.
Goated.
Shrek is goated.
Shrek is goated.
Oh,
Surf's up.
It's supposed to be like Surf's up. Brother Man. Brother Man, that belongs to B.
B. You see the rest of the movies.
You're right. Nah, it belongs to C. You're right.
Michael got terrible movie taste. You there's no way you're watching Surf's Up voluntarily again. No one's gonna sit down and be like, let's put on Surf's Up.
I'm still pissed. Ice Age is not above GeForce. Yo, so much taste with GeForce in trash.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Do you want to leave put it in D?
Okay. Alright.
Oh, I did
say. Put it in D.
Wait. The Cruise 2. Where's the Cruise 2? I'm trying to find that. Oh.
We put it on Not Watch because me and TJ have
You put it on Not okay. Watch.
So the first Cruise is C. I think it's a good C. I like the first Cruise because the monkey was funny.
Who?
The monkey.
So
you're right.
The monkey.
Toy Story is goated.
It's the franchise.
Toy Story is goated.
Of course.
Goated. Up is.
So you're talking about one
up
through
is
four?
A nice A.
Up made me fucking
up is
press.
A.
Up is A.
Top A.
Oh
top
my
A.
goodness. GeForce.
Phineas and Ferb.
The second movie.
Phineas and Ferb.
What is this one called?
Across the Second Dimension.
Yeah.
You remember TJ seeing Dylan? Know. You remember it too. We watched it in Disney World.
Oh yeah, we did.
I
didn't
did.
We?
Yeah, that's when TJ came up with Grandma back in the day. So
no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Grandma.
That's exactly
there.
What happened.
I remember that.
Anyway, Phineas and Ferb: The Second Dimension. I'd put it
that.
D. A good B.
That is an A. Excuse me.
Wasn't there like a game for it too?
Yeah. Like, yeah. They did a whole thing.
No, it's crazy. I have the game in the house.
Oh wow. I would never put Phineas for the Second Dimension over Lego. Alright, it's over Dylan. Lego Movie. There's no Dylan. Way it's over Megamind. Dylan. There's no way it's Dylan. Over Megamind.
Dylan.
Yes.
Dylan.
Yes.
Dylan.
Yes.
How do you put Phineas and Ferb across the Second Dimension and B because when you can rewatch it 15 times over.
You can't rewatch, but you can rewatch Megamind, Turbo, Cloud of Chance, Meatballs, Alvin and Chipmunks, and Despicable Me.
Thank you!
Rewatch Megamind.
You can rewatch Megamind.
Are you rewatching? Who said that? Dylan, are you rewatching Despicable Me more times than Phineas and Ferb?
Yes!
Than a month. In a month. If you had a movie, the only movie you can watch, Phineas and Ferb and Despicable Me, you're taking Despicable Me over Phineas and Ferb.
Yes!
That's crazy.
Not crazy.
I cannot.
Oh, wait. Let's finish the list and we'll revisit. Camp Rock 2.
The Minions.
Trash.
And you expect me.
Wait. Sorry. Oh, I'm putting all. So Camp Rock 2 is trash. Camp Rock? Anybody?
Completely garbage.
Trash.
I didn't watch them.
High School Musical, the franchise?
High School Musical is not bad.
Not bad.
Until they started with the cartoon. Until they started their own series.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. High School Musical, the musical, the series, or whatever.
So it's not a bad
but
franchise.
We just wouldn't put it. We don't talk about it.
We just could put it in B. We could put it at B. Could talk about just the movie franchise. Not talk about the whole TV franchise. We talk about the whole TV franchise. Megamind will be in D.
DJ about to have a heart attack. All right. SpongeBob franchise. So it's gonna count Sponge out of the water and.
If we're talking about the TV series with SpongeBob, that should be a go. So what the heck are we talking about?
But the first two movies, DJ, is bad. The third
movie. Dylan. Never make this again.
The second movie.
All right, I'm sorry.
I want you to know, Dylan, you're banned from making this.
A.
A.
I don't know about A. All right.
Yo, G Force is in C.
All right, so let's skip over this because I accidentally duplicated it. Next one, Rags. Oh,
why is that here?
Dylan, you're just pulling irrelevant shit.
No, I had
in the tier list.
Rags was goaty because I rewatched it recently.
For the next episode, Dylan is never making tier list ever again.
I've only seen it twice.
You can rewatch Rags.
Kind of.
I'm gonna put it C, over G-Force.
Oh my goodness.
For sure, for sure. Let It Shine.
I'm pissed. Ice Age is on D now. I am heated. Ice Age is on D.
Wait, hold on. Let It Shine.
That's a B.
Okay, a B, solid B.
Yeah. Make him rewatch that.
Yeah.
It's not like a normal black movie.
Yeah. Lemonade Mouth.
I'll say also maybe solid B, maybe top C.
You could rewatch it, definitely.
Top C.
Yeah,
top C.
You could rewatch Lemonade Mouth, 100%.
I haven't watched it since it.
Jimmy Neutron, boy, James, the movie belongs in goat like tier.
Nope.
Yes, I kind of agree.
No.
Agree with that?
The animation.
Listen, your brother agreed.
But.
No?
I still put it at like the top of A, if I'm being honest. Oh wait, you got Baymax and them? Okay.
That's why. Look, you have Up, Cars, Big Hero 6. Look, you're not watching that. You're watching those over Jimmy Neutron. You're watching all of these over Jimmy Neutron.
I'm watching all of B besides Despicable. No, besides Phineas and Ferb. Yo, Phineas and Ferb need low key need to be an A. No. B should be Jimmy Neutron. I'm sorry.
All right, so I'll put it in front of
Yo, hang on, hold
no, I'll put it behind Lego Movie. That's fair. Anyway.
I know we're all guys, but High School Musical, the franchise,
was goat.
Can't be rewatched. I'm going to be honest. The Back of the Barnyards, that's an A.
Because I won't back down. So Home.
That is a C and a half. I haven't even watched it.
It has Rihanna in it.
I watched it. I rewatched it recently. And now The Black Karate Kid.
Goated.
I don't know. That's like a, that is the middle of the pack. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, we don't talk about it.
That's goated. Don't get out of here. Why y'all like?
Now, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Can I explain why it's trash? The race.
Dylan.
They were racist.
Dylan, you know what?
What?
Do not make tier lists ever again. Oh. I'm going to make a tier list for next week's episode.
Oh.
Don't make none.
Next week's episode is Chained Together.
Big man, next week's episode, I won't be playing that game. Who's buying the game? I know it's on sale, but who's buying the game?
It's $5.
Do you think everybody in here got $5?
I would hope so.
I'm buying it to play with Beth and them.
But you think DJ has the capability on his computer to be playing Chain Together?
Yes.
He calling DJ a brokey. That is crazy word.
It's not me saying he's brokey. I just didn't think that DJ has a computer processing power. To
have
a
laptop.
Certain
games. The only problem.
I'm just saying.
Oh wait, sorry. Before I do anything, so DJ had a big problem throughout this tier list with GeForce being in C. He has had a whole problem with.
Listen, I can bring it down to a D, but nothing more. It's not garbage.
Okay, then put it then please put it behind all the rest of those movies that is in D. Because I really feel like I can rewatch all of those before I could watch GeForce.
Okay. Now I know it wasn't talked
first
about.
First of all, where can you find GeForce to rewatch it? Please someone tell me. I don't know where I can find it.
I got you. I don't I actually don't know because GeForce isn't a Disney movie.
See my point?
Yes, it was. It was a Disney movie.
Oh, it is a Disney movie. You can watch it on Disney Plus. DJ, you bugging out.
Yes.
No, you cannot.
You can watch it on DJ. Rewatch it tonight. I'm gonna rewatch GeForce tonight. I want to see how bad it really was.
I'd rather watch Platinum End than watch GeForce.
DJ, you know what happens at the end.
And right. Do you know Platinum End is on Disney Plus?
All right. I'm sorry.
Is it actually?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know we didn't talk about it. But let's touch on it.
It was funny.
Let me touch on it for a little bit. Diary of the Wimpy Kid movie series. Everyone remembers it from before they rebooted it. Because I didn't watch
the movie. They rebooted it and did not bring back the original characters, and it was garbage anyway. Yeah.
But okay, see, that's what you gotta do. You gotta separate them.
Okay, we did. The original Diary of the Wimpy Kid movies. No one's seen the new ones.
Oh, okay. So then that's like...
Oh, you put Roderick Rules on there.
Yeah, because that's the best
one. That's the
one.
Cover of Roderick...
But
I don't know about Roderick Rules being the best one.
I enjoyed Roderick Rules.
You put it in trash. It's in trash, Dylan.
Now, where would I... Where would y'all put it?
I would say a C to a mid-B.
Now I'm going to counter actor's point with my brother's point. Where can you find it to watch it?
Disney Plus.
That is also true.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Yes. Diary of the Wimpy Kid is on Disney Plus.
I also could be wrong.
It is. It says it is.
Yeah, it's on
it Disney. Is.
Oh, okay. See, my bad. Because it was shown on Cartoon Network so many times.
First of all, Disney Plus is saving a lot of these movies. Because I kid you not, GeForce would never be on any platform. Just offer it. Unless it's in Canada. Or Turkey.
Alright. So you say third world countries. That's crazy. Anyway.
Dora the Explorer was on Netflix.
Alright, hold on.
Mexico.
So let's touch on this too. Because I definitely just put that in trash. The Fairly Odd Parents movies with Drake Bell from back in the day.
Oh no, those are movies we don't talk about.
I think the first one. You know what? The first one is like a C. The second one is a D. And then it just kind
of another way we just don't talk about it. We just don't talk about it.
When's the last time anyone's seen these movies? I haven't seen them since they premiered.
Yeah, I haven't seen them since Nickelodeon.
You know when I haven't seen them since. Before the seasons where the dog came back, and that was like when the dog came in.
Oh, all right. What about Camp Rock 1 and Camp Rock 2? Let's touch on these for a little bit.
I can't even describe.
Probably rewatch. You know what? If I really liked Camp Rock, Camp Rock is like in the same category as High School Musical. Like, if I wasn't a guy, this sounds so sexist. I would probably be like,
"Ain't you about to sound so sexist?"
Careful now. Careful now.
A nice CRT movie.
Because imagine DJ, remember? Imagine if you could find this shit out.
Careful now.
I am.
Yeah.
But you got the thing.
All
right. Like, I think I can rewatch Camp Rock 2, not 1.
Probably 2, because I actually like Camp Star, who got robbed. They got robbed. How they got robbed?
Yeah. Also, can you please put Ice Age at C at least? Because this is hurting me. I can rewatch like 4 Ice Age movies, and there's probably only 4 of them in there. Like, 5. In a month. Oh, there's 5? Okay, 4 out of the 5 I can watch before I can watch
Home, Rags,
Cruise, yes.
Surf's Up.
Yes.
I don't know why Wreck-It Ralph is before Happy Feet. That's crazy.
Why is Wreck-It Ralph on C?
That's crazy work. Why is Wreck-It Ralph before Flush Away? That's crazy work. Hold on.
Why is Wreck-It Ralph on C?
Because people said C.
Who put it on C?
DJ, you was here.
I genuinely cannot.
Because Ralph Breaks the Internet brings it down. Because it's not as good as the first one.
I said I'd never seen the second one.
Yeah, TJ has never seen. But between me, Michael, and you, we Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet kind
of
just
dumped it down. There's a lot of sequels that bring this crap down.
But Monsters vs. Aliens never had a sequel. But
we put Spy Kids on A.
Because I would have put it goated. I would put it goated.
Terrible.
It's not
the
terrible.
First. Bro, who wanted the AD? Like, they just had the small. What was cooking?
Yeah, 4D was insane. We ain't gonna hold you down. And you remember when we was gonna go see it in 4D?
4D was cooking. I could rewatch 4D.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You would rather smell the smelly diaper?
Yeah, because it reminds me of the fart gun.
Oh, my goodness.
My nose hurt.
And my stomach hurts also. I genuinely don't think I can rewatch Super with Me without having, like, wanting to kill the minions. And I love the minions.
Maybe because you're tired of them. They're milking Despicable Me to the maximum.
They don't mind watching it now, but that timing where they had Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3, and then the minions came on after it.
God,
I wanted to die.
Now I know, but can we make a case for Alvin and the Chipmunks being A tier?
Why is Phineas the Ferb still B?
Because they're not over any of these movies.
Yes, they are.
They really aren't.
Definitely over Turbo.
It's definitely over Turbo. But it's not over Megamind.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Megamind?
Yes,
no.
Yes.
No.
I would watch Phineas and Ferb before I watch Megamind.
Thank you.
Okay. But is it over Cloudy the Chance of Meatballs?
Yes.
Alvin and Chipmunks?
Yes.
No.
I don't know if it's over Alvin and Chipmunks.
I will put it in.
Out of line.
First of all, the song.
Okay.
I can vibe with the Perry the Platypus. Phineas and Ferb knowing Perry the Platypus, knowing Perry was a secret agent, and then continuing that plot point in a separate episode is very peak. Out of the Chipmunks. They had 5 different movies. If we're penalizing sequels,
they had 2, and Candace Saves the Universe was really good.
So why are we penalizing? See, if we're penalizing, would you just penalize Ice Age?
Okay, that's why it's on B, DJ, because it's not over Alvin and the Chipmunks or Despicable Me.
This is
behind Megamind, but y'all want to disagree with it, so I'm going with majority.
That's insane. I will rewatch Reigns of Forever with Despicable Me because of them dang minions.
You can't hurt. It's annoying. It's a movie made for kids. It holds up
and
well.
Pharrell Williams song.
But do we remember Happy? Happy took the nation by storm.
Yeah, and it was the most annoying song ever, and it gave me the biggest headache. If
you
feel like
happiness is the... You know what? Honorable mentions before I do this. Honorable mentions goes out to Tangled. Frozen, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Tangled is solid.
Tangled, Frozen, Minutemen.
Ew. Hatching. Wait, Feet. Good question. Yes, wait, good question. Before we do this, which one do you think is better, Frozen or Frozen 2?
I like them for different reasons.
I'm with TJ.
But if I had to pick one to rewatch, I'd probably just put on Frozen 1.
Let it go. Let it go.
No, seriously, interesting. Because I was watching, Dylan, what do you think? And Michael, what do you think?
I'd watch them for different reasons. Frozen 1 has more of the catchier songs, but Frozen 2 probably has better songs. And then if I want to watch a movie about finding yourself, it's Frozen 2. But if I want to watch a movie about someone trying to save their sister, that's Frozen 1.
Yeah, if I'm just like putting on a movie to put on a movie, then I'll put on Frozen 1 because you don't really have to pay that much attention. It's overplayed anyway.
Yeah.
Everything
that's fair
already there, but
now the question is
more interesting.
The movie I don't put on is Force of the G. Easy.
What?
I think I'm ready to jump out the window.
I'm sorry. Let me end the stream and we get right back over here. All right. Now, this will be our last topic of the day, because I didn't think that would take so long. But DJ was arguing for G-Force. Go ahead.
Joe, G-Force is so bad.
G-Force is not bad.
Anyway, so last topic. Aside from your mother...
Crazy. Why you said it like that? Why did you say it like that? Like that just sounded so personal.
What happened?
Your mother.
Yeah. Just
my fault. Aside from your mother and Coley, right? If you had to pick three people to cook for your wedding, who would it be aside from your mother and your sister in the family? And Coley. Not just Coley.
Wait.
Yes. What are you talking about right now? I feel like this is more targeted at TJ.
No, because we would pick Coley because she went to culinary school. So I feel like she's just.
Oh, so you're canceling out our mothers.
Like, if you can't afford a caterer, right? And you had to pick three people to cook.
I got you. Wait, let me. What does it got to be? Three? It
has to be three people. They cooking.
All right, got you. So I'll pick Nisha because I like her empanadas.
Wait a minute.
You did say only Coley.
I know. When did Nisha make empanadas? When was Nisha
all
Spanish?
She makes them all the time, Dylan.
All the time, brother.
Yes. She's the one that makes the empanadas. In the shish kebabs.
When did she become Spanish? Oh, okay. Time out. Any Spanish listeners? I didn't know. We're not appropriating. Anyway.
Crazy.
All right, Michael, go ahead.
You have to make. Okay. So we got Nisha. So Nyla, her macaroni and beef. Some reason I get addicted to her macaroni and beef. Last one is going to have to be.
Pick me. Let me make the cake.
Hell no.
Nyla
can do the cake and make her macaroni and beef. So that's two things that's knocked out.
All right, let me make the cupcakes. Cookies?
No. I have Auntie Mudget make the stuffing. That's only if she wants to, because you know how Auntie Mudget is.
That's a fact.
So that's my three.
All right. TJ?
Who else?
You only said two, I thought.
I said three.
You did say three.
I said Nisha, Nyla, and Auntie Mudget.
You're lucky cooking with Nisha and Auntie Mildred. I might steal that. My third. Can I cook?
No.
Oh.
he failed as a person. He's just like, oh.
Who else? I don't know.
Let me cook.
No, what are you gonna make? What are you making?
Fried chicken.
We're gonna burn down the house.
Fried chicken.
Have you ever made fried chicken before?
Yes.
DJ? Can you confirm?
Mom was instructing him how to do it.
Yeah, but I know how to. Good?
I, by mom's instructions, because mom was helping him cook, yes, it was okay. But if he did it by himself, he would burn down the house.
Okay. Then we need to know, Dylan's not getting picked. I'm sorry.
Crazy one.
Can you cook, DJ? Are you able?
No, I would be so honest. No.
Listen, I want to learn how to cook. At least he's being honest to himself. Because if he was to lie like that and have so much confidence in his lie.
Yeah, you have GGC. Okay. I can give you a list of people that can cook. Dwayne, go ahead, Nilo.
I was about to say, nigga, did you just say Dwayne?
Dwayne can cook.
Nigga said Dwayne.
Can I pick grandma?
She's dead.
You said this is a what if, right? This is a what if.
TJ said this is a what if.
Why you said that?
That's crazy.
So what if, right?
TJ is crazy.
I'm right here at this red.
No.
No.
TJ really said.
He said Grandma Leo.
Maybe like Tati or something. She can cook a little bit.
Okay.
Can I pick you? All
right, let me throw this out. No dead people.
Okay.
I think that's a fair rule.
You specified that at first.
Okay. Does girlfriend family count or no?
No, our main family.
No, his girlfriend counts.
No.
I don't want to hear that shit.
No. Main family.
No. I don't want to hear that. A wedding?
That is true, yeah. She is going to
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
But it's unfortunate that our family is cooking.
Okay. All right, fine. So.
Why y'all piss me off?
Grandma Linda.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Grandma Linda.
Me? How about me? I can make my signature brownies.
I sent you pictures of my food. Mm-hmm. I can cook.
Here's the crazy part is, Dylan, I don't want to tell the story about how you what you did with the brownies. And TJ, his food does look good, but
pick over your own brother.
Because I don't want. You know what happened to the brownies.
All right, my fault. I'm sorry.
What happened to the brownies?
This dude.
No. Story for a different podcast.
Yo, real quick. let me just real quick, TJ. You know how marshmallows, like when you put it on, over the flame, it kind of catches fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dylan made these nice. They were good too. They were some good brownies, mm-hmm. But he put marshmallows on top of them, and he put it on broil. The marshmallows caught on fire. And he opened the oven, saw that it was on fire, and it closed it back.
I made a business decision.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. It didn't tell nobody, no less. He just looked at me and mom.
I made a business decision. All right. So what's your last one? So what's your next two?
Grandma Linda. Dang. Okay, I got the South.
Did you just pick Grandma?
I did. Grandma Linda.
Oh.
Grandma Linda.
Okay.
Dang, Coley is such a good pick for baking.
Yeah.
Nyla.
Baking, I go with Nyla. So, Grandma Linda, Nyla, and then... dang, I really wanted to put girlfriend's family in.
Listen, this. You could say my mom.
That okay. is true, like, yeah.
Nobody mentioned the aunties. Straight cousins.
I thought we were excluding them.
Yeah, you said no mothers.
Yeah, your own mother.
Oh, I thought you meant all of our mothers.
No. I would have said aunts and uncles.
You know, there's a there's a distinct reason why.
For all contact purposes,
there's a distinct reason why I'm not picking any aunts is because I don't want to be murdered by any of them.
I think Auntie Mudger, you should be able to pick my mom.
Yeah, definitely don't pick Jerome. You want some collard greens?
To be some weed. I love our aunts.
Oh no, it'd be Deidre cooking it.
I don't want no issues. I don't want no DJ. Are you telling me I can't cook? I don't want none of that. I'm just Grandma Linda, Nyla, and
yeah, please pick your girlfriend call it a day. Dylan, make him pick shit.
That's his wedding. You gonna let your girl work with his wedding?
Okay. I mean, if she's sorry. The one getting married, then I cannot. Yeah,
don't let her cook.
Yeah, it's cook crazy for her wedding. Yeah, she cannot cook own wedding.
What she volunteered? Then what?
Also, you're crazy work. Not
volunteering.
Crazy work.
I'm telling you right now, my girlfriend is not volunteering. I'm purposely kicking. I'm putting her hand down when she was like, "Who wants to cook?" I'm pushing her hand down.
Aww.
DJ, what if she did it behind your back if she volunteered? Then what?
I love her to death to not do that.
So you're gonna be like, "You're a mean one, all right. Mr. Grinch."
So DJ, are you picking me? Are you picking Roxy?
Oh, I forgot.
I don't even know what Roxy can fucking cook.
I actually don't know what she can cook either. She'd be outside.
I'm still open.
You know what? I'm going with Nisha.
Fair enough.
See, there you go. Yeah. God damn it. See, can we end the podcast now?
No, hold on. Let me get my three out. My fault. I know you got to go to work.
He going to pick me, and me. That's what he going to say.
No, first, honorable mention.
He believes in himself.
No, honorable mention, because I don't want to get a text. To Taya and Tati, I'm not picking y'all. Anyway.
Tati texting you. Because there's no way.
I'm not picking. I love Taya and Tati.
I had to do it out of. They were. Look.
Nah, I'm not picking Taya because grandma. She burned.
I had to throw it out of mention because we don't mention
French fries. Listen, she burnt French fries. Grandma said, ew. So new.
Anyway. Nisha, Auntie Anita, because I want some barbecue stuff.
Well, barbecue pork?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone's dying. Everyone's gonna at least get a heart attack or go home wheezy.
I hope you know. That's crazy. No, her barbecue pork chops. TJ, did she make some?
And who am I picking? Who should I pick my last one?
Does she need pork chops? I'm willing to buy the pork chops and the barbecue sauce.
She bought some.
No. Oh. Michael, can you cook?
Yes, I can.
Nah.
I can cook.
Dylan, I will leave this call right now. I will leave.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'll leave. Do not disrespect my cooking.
Who I got? I got Nisha, Nyla, no, and Auntie Nita. Okay, so Nisha, Nyla, and Auntie Nita. That's a good combo in the kitchen.
That's nigga good. Gonna disrespect me and my cooking. I should slap you. I should never show up for next week.
Ah, but next week is chained together. We gonna have so much fun.
Rage. Nah, yeah, all three of y'all is gonna play by yourselves.
Nah.
Hey, yo.
I'm gonna sit there. Why do you make it weird, bro?
Anyway.
Stop.
Anyway, all right. So let me end the podcast. It's been an hour. Thank you for joining in again. Sorry
now
about
our stupidity.
Yeah, sorry about the stupidity. Sorry about the G-force. For anyone who actually likes G-force out there.
Yo, if any of you are under the age of 25 and you like G-force and you want to put it higher than C, you're high, you're drunk, or you just a big fan of G-force, because that's insane.
You know what the funny thing is? The most people that listen to us are between like 18 and 25. They're all like our age, so that's, I mean, what fun.
So I need them to understand. I need them to put hashtag G-force for life in the comments. I'm not going on you.
All right. Yes, and then next week will be, or whenever we do another episode, it's going to be Chained Together / Q&A, because they've been asking us questions. But that'll be for a different podcast.
Instead of Chained Together, we should play Jackbox.
Well, we'll talk.
Oh, yeah, TJ got it.
Jackbox will be fun, yeah.
Yeah, TJ got it, too.
Oh, true. But Chained Together is popping right now. Anyway, I'm sorry. Thank you for another episode of The Unathletics. This has been the Chocolate Covered Incredibles.
What is to tell you? I'll tell you. Do it again. This has been cool.
We will see you in the next one.
Nah, this.